Liverpool away at Brighton this weekend. It is your pre-match warm-up with Ian Ryan, Neil Atkinson, Kev Walsh and Matty Markey as well, making his debut. And fair play to Matty. He's waited until the Reds went absolutely shite before getting in touch and asking could he jump on a couple of shows. You cannot question that kind of commitment. And Neil, we will have Alan Wares a little bit later on to give us the Brighton view. But in terms of this weekend, it presents a challenge. Liverpool have got a bit of figuring out to do. There's some wrongs that need to be put right, but you'd have to say this will not be an easy fixture this weekend.
No, it'll be tough. It'll be really, really tough. They beat Chelsea 4-1 on their ground earlier this season. It's worth bearing that in mind. I think it will be tough regardless of the fact that they're almost in a good moment. But I think them being in a good moment, I think we all think it matters more than it does. They've been inconsistent all the way through the season. They played well and then they followed it up with a bad one. They've had a bad one and they followed it up with a really good performance. And I think that that's slightly the nature of the players that they've got. They're all more than capable of shining, but they're all, with a couple of exceptions, and that's why, for instance, someone like Lewis Dunk is so important to them. They're all more than capable of having a 10 where it doesn't quite work. It's why also, so before the season, but especially as the season started, my point here being me saying prior to the World Cup, I was raving over McAllister whenever I saw them, because he had a real sort of metronomic quality for them. He was making them tick. He was able to, they could rely on him. And they could rely on him when the going got tough, as much as they could rely on him when the going was a bit more straightforward. So I think that, you know, obviously that's, you get to see his quality in amongst there, and he was doing a lot of that work under Potter, playing really quite deep, more of a sort of sit and six thing, where it wasn't all about winning it back, although he could do that, but it was about the idea of then what he was doing with it and how he was able to direct and dictate play. And we've seen that they've got Lallana. We've seen Lallana do that for us. In, you know, 2019 is a really good example. That I always cite the third round FA Cup game against Everton, where Lallana runs the game. And they've got a lot of footballers who, if it comes for them, can run the game. But it still needs to come for them. And you've still got to, I think you can discourage them in amongst all of that as well.